Let's talk about tax rates. We have a tax increase at the end of next year. The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act is expiring, and we're going back to the tax rates from 2017. Now, you know, our tax rates are updated. You know, they have cost of living adjustments. So the brackets go up. So, you know, the brackets, if you go back and look at the tax rates from 2017, we are going back to those brackets, but they are adjusted for cost of living, for inflation. Okay, but I think people are underestimating the impact of these of the tax increase that's happening the end of next year. And there are two categories of people that I'm going to bring up specifically. Now, to keep things simple, I'm going to talk about joint filers. Just to keep things simple. But the number one thing that everybody's going to feel is the change in the standard deduction. The standard deduction is being cut almost in half. It's going down by like $12,000 or $13,000. And that means you're going to have $12,000 or $13,000 of additional taxable income in your marginal tax rate, not your effective tax rate, your marginal rate, which is if you made another dollar, how's that dollar going to be taxed? It's at the end of everything else. So you've got to be really aware of that, because if you're somebody, let's say you're in a 22% tax bracket today, you know, that goes up to about $180,000, $185,000 of taxable income for a joint couple. You're in a 22% tax bracket. That 22 is going to 25. And then let's say you have an extra $12,000 that's going to be subject to tax just by because of the reduction in the standard deduction, you're talking about an extra $3,000 of income taxes next year. Next year, 2026. So I think people are underestimating, everybody talks about the tax brackets, but I think people are underestimating the impact of the lowering of the standard deduction. You know, if you're in a 35% bracket, you're looking at a pretty low, you know, $4,000 or $5,000, over $4,000. So that's a big deal. The other big deal is right now, you know, the 12% bracket's going to 15, the 22's going to 25. Now those are going to make a difference, but it's when you get up over those levels that you've really got to be aware of this. So this would be mainly either, you know, a high income person where the spouse is staying home, or a double income family. You know, right now the 24% tax bracket, which is a fairly low tax bracket if you make a pretty good income, goes up to almost $360,000, $370,000 of taxable income, which prior to the deduction is almost $400,000 of income. And that was a big change with the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. So you're making almost $400,000 and your highest tax rate's 24%. Well, here's the problem. If you're, you know, that 24% bracket kicks in around $180,000, $185,000 of taxable income. Well, we're going to a 28 and a 33% bracket for you. So in the future, come 2026, that 28% bracket's going to kick in right around $175,000 instead of 24. And then the 33% tax bracket is kicking in around $250,000. And there's a huge difference in 24% and 33%. I mean, you're talking almost $120,000 of income that would be taxed at 33% rather than 24%. So the biggest impact is all taxpayers are going to see an impact from the decrease in the standard deduction. And then if your income is, if you're a joint filer and it's pushing $200,000 or more, and that's often the case with joint income families, your tax rates are going to go way up. So now's the time to be looking at tax planning. How can you shelter more of your income from taxation? How much tax are you paying today versus how much tax are you paying tomorrow? If taxes are going up, maybe we want to pay some taxes today and then be tax-free tomorrow. So those are the kinds of things we need to be thinking about.
That's our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting BroganFinancial.com.
For investment by Jim Brogan or Brogan Financial Incorporated.